Hello, this is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 9th, 2018, and I've been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider immigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So now let me give you my various contact addresses, starting with my email, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So now on to the synopsis of today's show, and I'm going to start with about 15 minutes talking in general about the progress of what has been happening in the last few months. It doesn't lend itself to any particular category, but I think you'll enjoy it. It has a lot of statistics which are intended to prove certain things that I'm saying. So that begins the show. Then I'm going to talk about the phenomenal wastage in healthcare. And again, many of you may be familiar with this problem, but I'm going to give some pretty sharp details indicating where we really stand in this. Then I'm going to talk about the polls, and in particular the Pew Research Center poll. And I think that it will be interesting for you to see how they stack up in terms of the reality of what they are polling in the future. Then I am going to talk about the brick and mortar retail meltdown, which is continuing on from last year and the year before with a sort of air of inevitability. Well, I say the year before, I mean actually 2015 it all started. And this is something which I'm sure all of you are noticing in your high streets or your malls or your strip malls, that these places are closing down. This is not exactly what one would associate with a flourishing economy that we're all being told about. Anyway, some information on that. Then the a comment on the absurd wastage of life in the US military conflict. It really is outrageous and totally unnecessary. And if the American public knew how unnecessary these conflicts are, they would rise up in an instant, I feel sure. Then I'm going to give you, just for fun, some idiotic cliche expressions in finance, which you should ignore. They are meaningless. None of these pundits know what's going to happen anyway, so they kind of cover up using these ridiculous expressions. So I'll be talking just very quickly, not very much time, just give you some examples and why you should ignore them. And then I have just a small addendum to add to my lengthy piece on Russian meddling a few days ago. Just a little bit more to say about that, with tongue in cheek, but anyway, that will be something for you to enjoy. The number of American households worth $25 million or more has grown 73% since 2008. So I really wonder, are we looking at a recession for the majority of the people and party time for the 0.1%ers, or is there something else at stake here? So I'm going to conclude the show with a small comment about that. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin. Be back with you on Monday. Until then, bye-bye.